There's been posts put up which just bear no resemblance to the truth. They are people who have not bothered to check the facts. They've not bothered to ask for any information or to pick up for some clarification. It's a bit of skeet they heard down the pub last night or whatever. And then they just grow. It grows and grows and grows. People will often say to me, "Hey, David, you're getting the back torn out of you over such and such an issue." Oh, am I? Well, do you know what? They're leaving somebody else alone if they're having a go at me. But what's really bad about it is the way that affects those closest to you. And I'm afraid it does affect those closest to you. And I've had this from many, many people who will say, yes, people in politics, you've got to have broad shoulders. You should be able to take it on the chin. But you shouldn't have to take the personal abuse. And your loved ones, your family members, if you've got children or whatever, they shouldn't have to read some of the stuff that is put online. And as I say, by the time you may succeed in getting it removed, the damage is done. I'm all for freedom of speech and open debate. You know, that's the society we live in, and let's hope that never changes. But it must be correct what's being put on.
How do you regulate that? How do you go about saying you're not allowed to say that?
Yeah,
without it infringing on freedom of speech.
And I think it is very, very difficult. I really do believe that is very difficult. And for any organisation, it'd be very hard to regulate it. But I think all these organisations need somebody trained in this area. They need to be able to think, hang on a minute, do you know what? That is not true. We covered the story and we did the homework and we've got the facts. And those comments there, that is just untrue.
You're calling for the Facebook police there, though, aren't you? Are you wanting Facebook to be employing people to police what is said on Facebook? Or are you calling for individual pages to do that?
Some way it's got to be with the main people, so it's got to be the likes of Facebook. They've got to take more control over what has taken place. But it's got to come down to the individuals who are posting, the organisations that are posting. They've got to have some sort of ability to be scanning on a regular basis, not just saying this site is not manned, is not looked at. You know, until we get a complaint, we don't do anything about the comments that are there. Because I'm sorry, that's shared and shared and shared, and the damage is done.